Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit SLOCountyGolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, November 12th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebels High School principal arrested and placed on administrative leave. Pass Rebels man killed in a car crash on Highway 101 in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Pass Rebels High School principal Megan Fletcher was taken into custody by Pass Rebels Police Department at about 10:45 a.m. on Monday, November 10th. A release by the school district says she was on campus at the time of the arrest and at no point was there any danger to students or staff. The school district says she was placed on administrative leave following this incident and that they are unable to share further details. The school district also notes that this is unrelated to an incident in June of 2025 where Fletcher was involved in a traffic incident while operating a district vehicle. Quote, Fletcher was not charged with a hit and run, as is being rumored. The Pass Rebels Police Department says that she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence on Monday. At about 9 a.m., a school resource officer contacted police regarding an employee possibly being under the influence of alcohol. Following Fletcher's arrest, she was released. During Fletcher's life, Mike Susank will act as interim principal for Pass Rebels High School. Man killed in a car crash on Highway 101 identified. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A Paso Robles resident was killed in a car crash on Highway 101 late last week. CHP received a report of the crash at about 7:14 p.m. on Friday on the southbound 101 near Madonna Road. The crash was between a car and a pedestrian, but the exact circumstances are still unclear. CHP says that the man who died in the incident is 45-year-old Jonas Michael Gillespie of Paso Robles. This incident is still under investigation by CHP, with no further information available at this time. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Paso Robles is tonight. The meeting starts at 6 and a Spanish translator will be provided. The food truck ad hoc committee meetings consist of council members Steve Gregory and Chris Bausch, appointed to engage with local stakeholders to help gather feedback for future action items regarding food truck regulations in the city. No changes to existing regulations will be made during these ad hoc committees. This meeting, city staff will present an overview of concerns raised by the last meeting, share findings made by staff, and make recommendations to ad hoc committee members. The full staff report has been made available online. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music this weekend, November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes across the two dates. Next will be Charlie Brown Christmas on November 22nd, with two showtimes on that day. Applause Children's Theater is a local theater nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community. Charlie Brown Christmas has been an annual show put on by Applause Children's Theater. Here's the director and founder of APC, Vicki Mullen, on that.
My goal with Charlie Brown was to have kind of a beginner show, and I also wanted a community show. I wanted a show that we could do on a very low cost budget. You know, the sets are all the same. The kids do not change costumes, so they're learning how to just stay in one costume. And we could offer it to our community for children for free or only $1. And our adult rate, we could lower that cost so that all kids could finally experience live theater. I hadn't planned to do it every year, but so many people said, oh my goodness, I hope this will be a annual thing like the Nutcracker is. So we did, and it's been wonderful. And fills up very quickly. So if parents haven't gotten tickets yet for it, they should quickly because it will definitely sell out. It almost is.
The Sound of Music is the advanced show for APC this holiday season. For tickets on either show and more information, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. The County Office of Emergency Services announced there will be a low-volume siren test today and tomorrow. The test will run along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, covering an area of San Luis Obispo County from Cayucas to the Napomo Mesa. This includes the Five Cities area, Avila Bay, Sea Canyon, Price Canyon, Baywood Park, Los Osos, the City of San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. The ground tests today and tomorrow were initially scheduled for October, but had to be rescheduled due to the Diablo Canyon refueling outage. Sirens will be tested individually for just a few seconds at low volume. No action is required on part of the public during this time. Early warning system sirens are used for any local emergencies where the public is needed to take action. This includes a tsunami, dam failure, or other natural or man-made disasters. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Jets will face the Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday, the Thunder beat the Warriors 126-102, the Nuggets over the Kings 122-108, the 76ers beat the Celtics 102-100, the Knicks over the Grizzlies 133-120, the Raptors beat the Nets 119-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the Hawks, the Clippers will go against the Nuggets, the Lakers will face the Thunder, and the Warriors will go against the Spurs. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Air traffic delays seem to ease a bit Tuesday, even though the number of canceled flights continue to climb with the government shutdown continuing. This man at LAX.
It's crazy, and I think it's stressful. I've definitely been blessed that my flight from here to Orlando and from Tampa back here were not delayed at all.
Transportation Secretary saying air traffic would be cut an additional 1% at 40 major airports around the country until reaching 10% tomorrow. Military veterans honored with ceremonies around the state Tuesday on Veterans Day. In San Fernando, this man cheered on military members of his family, honored the service of other family members going back decades.
It's great. Our last name is Guerrero, so it means warrior, so them living to the name is really amazing, and we love coming to this parade.
An atmospheric river forecast to bring potentially heavy rains to the state this week and with it the risk of flooding and mudslides. Storm system likely to come to Northern California today before reaching Southern California tomorrow. Could possibly bring rain that lasts through Saturday. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Three paintings by the late TV artist Bob Ross have sold at auction for over $600,000. Paintings by the iconic art instructor are being auctioned off to raise money for public TV stations that have been hard hit by federal funding cuts. Ross became famous in the 1980s for his calm teaching approach, and his show The Joy of Painting continues to be popular on multiple streaming services. One of his paintings sold at auction this week for over $110,000, another for nearly $230,000. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. With cotton prices around the world continuing to stagnate, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. Upland cotton is at 85 to 90 cents a pound right now. That's the same darn price as when I started 30 years ago, said Roger Isom, CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. It's tough out there for our farmers, he said. California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and 15,000 acres of upland cotton this year, a 38% drop in Pima cotton, but a 30% increase in upland from 2024. The CCGJA reported overall cotton acreage declined at 33%. Kings County continued to lead in plantings, with about 47,000 of the state's 106,000 acres. Quality is great, but the demand is down, Merced County farmer Jeff Masenbo said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Increase in clouds overnight, lows in the mid-50s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-60s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday into the weekend and on Monday with a chance of showers each day, about a half inch of rain on Saturday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 60s Friday into the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, 65 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Experience elegant evening downtown this Saturday as the heart of Paso Robles is transformed into a magical feast for the eyes, ears, and taste buds. From 5 to 8 p.m., shoppers are indulged with fine hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Live mannequins, dancers, musicians, and singers will entertain guests. Elegant evening downtown this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call Paso Robles Main Street at 238-4103.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says this has been a tough period, though he tells Fox News he sees the situation improving next year. Bessent says inflation has leveled out and he sees wages improving as high-paying manufacturing jobs return to the U.S., and he says there will be changes soon to bring down prices of things not made in the U.S. Bessent also believes tax changes will benefit Americans next year. iPhone assembler Foxconn saw its profit jump in the recent quarter, more than expected, and Foxconn says it will collaborate with OpenAI, the artificial intelligence creator. Einride, a startup company that makes self-driving electric trucks, is planning to go public. Einride is based in Sweden. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Make the holidays beautiful, warm, inviting, and memorable, and that is a call Aaron. He is with Slow Holiday Lights. He lives in the North County and is very helpful in bringing you holiday decor. Make sure you do it professionally, and that way you can enjoy it a little bit more and not get frustrated like most of us. Call Slow Holiday Lights for an estimate, 805-464-6444. 7689. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. And, of course, you can text the 238-5775 and just call in. It's that simple how we do it here. We have to. The communications degree, it's the easiest thing in the world.
With a stage, what it satisfy, what it's not a buy, what you think, boy, it's strange, ain't it strange? If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheap heart? If I go down and cry, if I cry, Morning Exchange. It's only the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off, and Mr. Randall Jordan, Republican Party San Luis Obispo County, will be on to, I'm sure, talk about a few things. Oh, maybe the Prop 50 election. I'm just guessing, and others as well, which we'll get into that a little bit because of something that Susanna brought up, a statistic, the latest information that she had on Monday afternoon. But I guess on before Monday afternoon, there was a... first, Chris, you made it back. Well, a couple of issues, but no major problems?
No major problems, just some delays here and there.
Okay, so you didn't have a delay from San Luis to Phoenix?
I did, actually. It was only by about half an hour.
Okay, you were an afternoon flight out, right?
Correct.
All right, because I've read that the earlier flights are doing better.
Yeah, I mean, I had an early flight in Houston back to Phoenix that was delayed, so...
Well, so you had a half hour delay in San Luis.
Correct. And because of that, I thought I was going to miss my flight from Phoenix to Houston, but then the flight from Phoenix to Houston got delayed by about an hour. So it worked out.
But on the way back, there was a little difference.
Correct. There was a delay from Houston back to Phoenix. And because of that, I had to get rebooked from on my flight from Phoenix back to San Luis Obispo.
How long did you have to wait in Phoenix?
3 hours.
So what time did you get home?
About 3 p.m. I had a pretty early flight out of Houston. I was originally supposed to be back here in San Luis Obispo at about noon, but I got back at about 3 p.m. instead.
Okay, so that's still livable.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I used the time in Phoenix to just walk around a little bit. I looked up the top-rated restaurant in the airport, and I just... gorge down on some food, because most other times I'm in a hurry to get to my gate. But I said, hey, I got 3 hours, may as well just look around.
All right. Okay. So then that 3 hours probably went pretty fast.
It did, especially since I was a little tired too, so I took a nap.
Were people griping? Can you hear people griping?
No, I wasn't eavesdropping on their conversations either which way, but...
Well, you have to do that. But no, and nobody went nuts or anything?
I didn't see any incidents, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I guess it's because people probably, like I said, I'm ready for it. All right, this time tomorrow, I'll be in the air. So the first one here, so far, so good. Now, when you did your check-in, there was no mention of any possibility of cancellations or anything, right?
No, there wasn't. The only thing was that, if there was a delay, they would obviously rebook you, because at that point, that's on them.
Okay. And when you get to the airport and you're walking through, or did you even notice up on the board there of cancellations and delays? Did they post those?
I did see one at the San Luis Obispo airport, but I didn't see it at the other bigger airports because I didn't manage to find any of the boards where they have all the flights listed. Okay. It's a lot easier in San Luis Obispo because it's so small.
Yeah, well, you don't remember the flight in San Luis that said canceled, did it? Do you?
I don't.
Okay, because again, from what I read, and again, this is just from what I read, that if you're going to a, shall we say, smaller destination, that could be more likely, and there are certain airlines that have a more of a propensity for the delays or cancellation. And it was mixed, you know, because when I was reading, it didn't take into consideration the size of the airline. You know, like United, or, you know, United's a pretty big airline and so forth, so their percent was a little bit higher, but they didn't say for that simply because they have more, you know, more planes and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, well, you made it back plenty of time and didn't have to worry about coming home at midnight or anything like that.
Did not, thankfully.
Well, I tell you what, who else is thankful? Chad. Let me tell you, I told him that to be ready.
I was texting him updates as I was, you know, flying, touching down, and getting on the ground, just so, you know, he was on top of it.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. All right. Well, I may do the same. Hopefully I don't have to tomorrow. So, okay. Let's see here. Okay. This is something that came up on Monday, and this has to do with the transportation situation, not only in Paso Robles High School, but in many schools around the country regarding they're having difficulty getting bus drivers. And this text came in late on Monday in the show anyway. And it said here, talk about bribes, the Paso Robles School District. They have a $2,000 sign-on bonus for full-time bus drivers. To my knowledge, board member Nathan Williams has been the only one on record to have taken one of those positions. Does he get the $2,000 sign-on bonus because the school district is broke and working on the board? No money there either, just saying. No, I've been informed that Mr. Williams did a very nice thing. He's doing this as a volunteer. He's not getting the $2,000, and if you're he would not be able to get it anyway. But you should thank him for stepping up and volunteering to help the district out with the buses. So good for him. Good for him. However, there's something else that's been going, went on at the school district. And as Chris reported, that the principal at the high school was escorted off the campus. Is that correct?
I believe she was escorted off the campus, but to be more precise, she was arrested.
She was arrested.
Yep. Paso Robles Police Department says that it was an arrest.
Okay, and she's on paid administrative leave.
By the school district.
Okay. Well, the paid is from the taxpayers. Shortly after 9 a.m., a school staffer reported was intoxicated. 9 a.m. in the morning. From what I was talking to a couple of people yesterday, and as probably all of you know, I don't use social media. However, and again, social media is not fact. It is not fact. But apparently there has been concerns for several months, if not longer, about this lady's habits, including the story about the June 15th while driving a district expedition. The public should demand, was there an accident with the school expedition? That's the vehicle that she allegedly was driving and made a U-turn and left, but no charges were brought against that. So you've got another news story come from the Paso Robles School District. She was a hire by Kurt DeBost, I believe, and she had no prior experience as a superintendent. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just want to see if I could tie a few things together. Last week, or maybe even a few weeks ago, we talked about marijuana and whether it's a gateway drug or not. I think that's kind of that's one issue that is debatable. But the fact whether it's addictive or not, I think I dare anybody to tell me they don't think it's addictive. Now, maybe some people are less prone to addiction than others, and they'll say, no, it's not. But I believe that's, there's a lot more evidence to say it's addictive. And there are people out there who, I think if we open up storefronts, in my completing my thought here, it'll make it more accessible to people becoming addicted that wouldn't otherwise if we don't make it so accessible. So that's my point there. But people that do smoke it, there's a thing in the, that they call wake and bake, where you wake up in the morning and kind of like brushing your teeth, they light up a joint just to start the day. It makes them feel normal. And I imagine this thing going on at the high school with the principal. I don't know if people, I mean, we've got alcoholics and people that have whooped alcoholics in our community. They can speak for this, but do people really start drinking at 7 in the morning to be, or 8 in the morning to be drunk at 9 o'clock at work? I mean, it sounds like more of a wake and bake kind of a thing. They said drunk, and I think drunk was spaced in there strategically. They say under the influence, but of what? You know, she's, I would think it is more likely that someone would be smoking a joint in the morning and getting drunk, and that's just my guess. And the thing, too, about this, to tie this in with the request for more money for the school, the bond they want to float, they're calling her the principal. Did you know there's four principals there, four assistant principals, and they all have their own staff? She's one of four principals with their own work cars. They're given, the car she was driving was owned by the school district.
No, it's all owned by the taxpayers.
Right, exactly. So when they call her the principal, they're trying real hard not to let anybody know they have four principals, which they've had for years. They put one in each of the freshman class, the sophomore class. Each one has their own principal there. So I just want to throw this out. When people are thinking about the school needing money, they're calling her the principal. She's one of four.
Again, from some extremely reliable people that I talked with yesterday, they said that the parents and they also said the community, they have voiced their concerns. Now, to who exactly within the school district, I don't know. But this is probably not the first time that this person, if you want to call her that, showed up. Now, there are people who are functioning alcoholics.
Right, which is not a blessing.
No, it's not a blessing, but you know, a lot of people wake up in the morning, and again, I'm not excusing any of this, obviously, but just for the heck of it, you say they, you know, may have a joint, just kind of get their wheels rolling, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm guessing that most adults get up and they have a cup of coffee to get their wheels rolling. My point, and again, I'm not excusing any of this, but everybody has a little something that they do that you can say they're addicted to. Now, obviously, this lady, no, I'm not even going to call her a lady. This thing that takes oxygen from us, she's got some issues. But again, the question is, how long has this been going on, and how long have the people supposedly in charge known about this? And if you want to go, if you want to go back to this June 15th incident, that I guess nothing was charged. Did she damage a vehicle?
And right, the U-turn and the boat and the peace sign.
Yeah. Now, if that's the case, what do you think she was doing that she left the scene?
Right. Why would she? Right. Not. Right, and I saw that too, and I don't know if that's true or false, so I kind of set that aside. We only know that there was a call saying someone was drunk driving, and then they went into the office and found her. That's all I really believe to be fact right now. But there's a lot of social media defending her, saying what a great person she is. She actually, you know, hustled down the street to an incident. Like she's so caring, and like we should give her a second chance. And my comment on there, I couldn't help myself, said she is replaceable. Do not think like she's the only one that can do this job. We, you know, you let her have her second chance at some other school. You know, we've there should be consequences, and I think that's the problem in our society, is that a lot of people are saying, but she's a good person, and that's why I called.
I don't, I wouldn't consider somebody in her capacity to show up to work intoxicated, get taken off campus by the police, to be a good person.
Okay, well, we'll see if she gets more scrutiny than Netta Perkins.
Perkins, well, why? So there are many people on social media that think she deserves a second chance. Doing what?
I think it's like we should put her in rehab, let her keep her job. I don't know what they're asking for, but there's a lot of leading hearts. Not a lot. I don't know. I didn't look. I was trying to not look, to tell you the truth, at social media, because a lot of the people there, if you click on who wrote this, it tells me a lot of who I'm talking to here, or who's commenting, who's in the conversation. But there's going to be a big outpour of bleeding hearts saying that we should give her a second chance. And so I just wanted to prep you for that. Also, for this school bond, I think they're intentionally saying the principal and trying to play down that she had the company car, that they've all got company cars, that there's four principals we keep over there. It's all overstaffed, over, you know, poor thing. And anyway...
overstaffed, poor thing. What does that mean?
I think people are going to go, well, the truth is that they're overstaffed, I think. But people are going to sit, because one of the comments was, well, with her job, who wouldn't drink in the morning? Like, oh, come on. She's one of four principals over there with an assistant and a staff. Give me a break. It's not like her job is an air traffic controller and she had a right to blow some steam.
Well,
let's not go there.
It doesn't matter. Somebody put her in a position of responsibility, and if she can't handle it, she needs to quit or she needs to be fired. It's that simple. I'm not, you don't excuse people because of the, well, boy, that's a high pressure job. You chose a profession. You accepted the job. You know what you're getting into. And then we have to give excuses. No, you're gone.
Right. You and I agree on all this, I think.
Okay.
But I think every time I hear the word the principal,
okay,
that's a deception.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for that. I wasn't aware of that part of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, do call back at 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here. Kevin, remember, Kevin, Paso School's motto is District of Excellence, only the best. yeah. Remember when they put that sign up, it was misspelled? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
I'm not completely sure. Cody would probably know, but...
We don't... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think that when you're arrested, you know, and I don't know if it would be for her or whatever, I'm not sure, but I think when you're arrested, you know, when you're on the job, you lose your retirement. Cody would probably know for sure.
Don't know.
I'm pretty sure that that's the case, that when you're... You know, rested while on your job with the government, you lose your retirement.
Do you think she should be given a second chance?
Well, if they convict her, I don't. Yeah, if she broke the law and is convicted, I don't think she should get a second chance.
Do you think the allegations of the boat trailer incident should be exposed to the public?
I'm not sure about that because I don't know anything about it.
Okay, you can go on Cal Coast News and give it a look. See what you think.
Yeah.
Because
I have no ability to do that with no computer or smartphone.
Okay, well then, what I'm trying to remember, Chris... Was there something in there saying that no charges or anything were brought against the alleged boat trailer incident?
For the school's release, it says, let's see here, Fletcher was not charged with hit and run, as is being rumored.
Okay, that's according to the school.
That's according to the school district, yes.
Okay, so my question then is, All right. Was there damage done to a school vehicle back in June? If so, who damaged it and what were the circumstances? So, yeah, you can, well, try and check it out. Got to go, Daff, on that. And again, it says area residents have voiced concerns that she was not held accountable at the time for the alleged. And I know that this is being looked into, not by necessarily the law enforcement, but by other entities. Other entities. So we have that. I didn't. Chris, when you were in high school, how many principals did you have?
Two, I believe. About two, maybe three.
Were they principal? Was one a principal, then the rest assistant?
Oh, wait, sorry. I thought you were asking how many principals did we go through.
Oh, no.
I don't know then. I really don't know.
Okay. All right, folks. So what do you think should happen? And maybe next time when we have somebody from the school district that wants to have coffee with the superintendent or whatever and stuff like that, we should have Bloody Marys with the superintendent or something like that. Anyway, we're going to go to a break here.
Here I am, I'm drunk again.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles High School principal Megan Fletcher was taken into custody by the Paso Robles Police Department at about 10:45 a.m. on Monday, November 10th. She was placed under administrative leave. The school district is unable to comment, but the Paso Robles Police Department says she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Mike Susank will act as interim principal during her leave. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music, November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes. Then Charlie Brown Christmas, November 22nd, with two showtimes. You can go to applausechildrenstheater.com for tickets and more information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. House Rules Committee voting early today to advance a funding bill to the House floor that would end the government shutdown.
Eight yeas, four nays.
The ayes have it. The motion to report is agreed to.
House of Representatives is set to vote today on a plan to reopen the government. Passage of the short-term spending bill in the Senate has caused some Democrats to call for the ouster of Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Because we have these rising stars. We need new, fresh blood.
California Congressman Ro Khanna on Fox's The Ingram Angle. Venezuela, with a major military mobilization response, as U.S. sends its largest aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford, to the Caribbean. President Trump says the move is to help the U.S. disrupt drug trafficking operations. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro concerned President Trump is planning a regime change. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball's awards week continues. Managers of the Year announced last night. Pat Murphy of the NL Central Division winning Brewers and Stephen Vogt, whose Guardians won the AL Central. If that sounds familiar, both won their respective awards last year as well. Newest college football playoff poll, the top five teams remain the same. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia. NBA, the Thunder rolled over the Warriors 126-102 to improve to 11-1. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 28 points while Chet Holmgren had a perfect shooting night. 9 for 9 from the floor, including 2 threes, and he hit all 3 of his free throws as well. The Jazz bopped the Pacers 152-128, 35 for Lauri Markkanen. Indiana, the other NBA finalist just last summer, is 1-10 to start this season. Brooklyn also 1-10. The Raptors ripped the Nets. Knicks nailed the Grizzlies to improve to 7-0 at Madison Square Garden. Sixers nipped the Celtics, and the Nuggets rocked the Kings. On the ice, the league-leading Avalanche down the Ducks 4-1. That snaps Anaheim's 7-game winning streak. The Bruins won their 7th straight, 5-3 over the Maple Leafs. 2 goals for David Pastrnak to push him over 400 for his career.
Really hit me when the guys came over. That was so cool, you know, what they did for me. It was awesome.
Wins for the Kings, Capitals, Blues, Jets, Blue Jackets, Stars, and Sharks. College basketball, top 10 victories for Duke, Arizona, Michigan, BYU, and Florida. That's Wednesday sports.
All righty, and we have our triple header coming up this Sunday morning, starting at 9:30. It'll be the Bucks and the Bills, followed by the Ravens and the Browns, and then the late game will be the Lions and the Eagles. It should be an interesting game, we hope. Alrighty, there you have it. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles. Okay, we have 8.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They are locally owned and operated. Sun and clouds mixed in on your Wednesday, highs right around 70, and clouds and increasing tonight and overnight, lows near the mid-50s, a 95% chance, oh, wait a minute, no, it's down to a 90% chance of rain on Thursday, maybe heavy at sometimes, mid-60s. Friday, that'll drop down to about a 30% chance, low 60s. Saturday, will go up to about 70% chance of showers, 60. A.M. showers, about a 30% chance Sunday, then clouds remaining. Highs, again, right around 60. Monday, 60, maybe some showers, 30%. Partly cloudy next Tuesday, low 60s, mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:37 a.m., 4:59 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Simply visit them. AvilaTraffic.com. Moving along here on The Right Choice, KPRL, 7 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, and they know the weather's coming, so they probably ain't a-wandering very far. Kabish. All right, let's see here. Nothing to report, but you have had your ability to rebuild the cells in your brains for the last several days, Mr. Garcia.
So, I've been on quite the hiatus, yeah.
Yes, you have. I'm sure just, well, whatever. What's that old saying? What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. So what goes on in Houston stays in Houston.
Something like that.
Yeah, something. Okay. How many sports are played around the world?
12.
12.
No, that's probably way too high. All right, let's go up to way too low. Let's go up to 50.
Okay, we're talking around the world here.
Right.
So
I can't name that many sports myself.
All right, well, a lot of things that some may not consider sport are sports, particularly in different countries. You know, ping pong, right?
Right.
I mean, that's big.
You have golf, you have baseball, you have football, you have soccer, you have a combination of frisbee golf, frisbee in general. Those are all sports. You have boxing, you have gymnastics, cheerleading is considered a sport. Bicycling is considered a sport, so I'll give you one more chance.
100.
Okay, you are... Everybody would have been way off.
Yeah, what is it?
8,000.
Okay. See, I thought, you know, I could name a dozen sports, so let's go with 12. Then I thought, all right, it's probably way more than that. Maybe, you know, a couple dozen more, so that's why I went to 50. But 8,000 different sports.
Yep. So...
All right.
Again, I... They don't list them here, by the way. That's it. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner at the airport. Every day they're open. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Famous last lines in a movie, or close to the end of the movie, but they became famous. So I'm going to give you this quote, and I need the name of the movie. You ready? Here we go. Boy, oh boy. Killing generals could get to be a habit with me. What movie is that from? Boy, oh boy. Killing generals could get to be a habit with me. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, what do you think it is? What movie do you think that came from? And let's see, what kind of hint? It was a star-studded cast. A star-studded cast, and it is, well, for me, has stood the test of time, as most great movies do. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Dr. Strangelove.
No, not Dr. Strangelove. It's close to that era, because I think Dr. Strangelove was, I don't know, I'm just guessing, I don't know, mid-60s? So this movie is in that within a year or two of that, if I'm correct. Boy, oh boy, killing generals could get to be a habit with me. Back to the phone line. What, I mean, this is a, it's a long movie. Matter of fact, back in the day when they aired it on TV, like they did with some others, they would have it two separate nights. Two separate nights. A star-studded cast. Absolutely a cool movie based on a book. And let's see, what else can I tell you about it? I can't tell, well, without giving it away. A famous football player was one of the people in the movie. A famous football player. And the line, boy, oh boy, killing generals could get to be a habit with me, was said from a hospital bed. Was said from a hospital bed. So what, I'll call it a classic movie. Hi, good morning.
Dirty Dozen.
Yep, the Dirty Dozen. Mr. Charles Bronson, Joseph T. Waldeslaw. That's what he said in that movie. Yes, indeed, sir. May I have your name, please?
Matt. Irons, H-I-R-O-N-S.
Do you like that movie, Matt?
You know something? Every time I watch it, I, you know, when Jimmy Brown gets killed, I can, come on, Jimmy, you can make it, you can make it, and then they shoot him every time.
Jefferson, Jefferson! All right, thanks, we got you down.
Good deal, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A Paso Robles resident was killed in a car crash on Highway 101 late last week near Madonna Road in San Luis Obispo. CHP has released little information on the collision, and no further information is available at this time. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Paso Robles has been scheduled for Wednesday, November 12th at the Norris Room in Centennial Park. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. and a Spanish translator will be provided. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Other famous ones include, I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner, Silence of the Lambs. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. Back to the Future. I'm ready for my close-up. Sunset Boulevard. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. Shawshank Redemption. And, of course, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Call for a free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.